Thank you. But you know, I know that I'm his child, and he continually lets me feel his love, and I appreciate it so much. And I really appreciate the blessing of God. He is the only reason I live. Yeah. And he's so amazing. And I would just testify about this one thing that happened to us yesterday. I know it's something minor, but you know, the Lord loves us enough that he even is concerned about the little things in our life. And and I've been going through a trial right here, and it's but you know, even when you're down, he lifts you up, you know. And he gives you joy, and he gives you peace in your life. And you can even be going through the hardest trial in your life, and he can still give you that. And that's how gracious and loving our Father is. And anyway, we were in our laundry room, which is kind of like it's in our carport, and I was cutting Roy's hair. And he looks over at our wash machine. It's going like crazy, and it had been all morning. And he said, he goes, "Man, that thing just keeps on running, doesn't it?" And I said, "Yeah, thank God, because it's been many times we had five little kids and the washing machine wasn't working and Mama wasn't happy." And so I was thinking, I said, "Thank the Lord." And so anyway, we were talking about how old they were and everything, and I was finished cutting his hair, and we got ready to go into town. And when I came back, I thought, well, we must not have been gone very long, but we did quite a few things, and I noticed the washing machine was still running. And I thought, well, I didn't put it on that cycle. That's weird. So I thought, well, I'll just wait for that cycle to end and see what, come back out and see what's going on. Well, I did that, and I came back out, and the thing was still going around. It was just going to the next cycle, and I mean, going to the next, you know, full cycle. And it was just spinning around, just keep going. Boy, I had the cleanest sheets there were in town, but it wouldn't drain. I said, "That Roy, why did he even mention the washing machine?" I was like, "Ugh." So I walked in the house, and I said, "You just had to talk about the washing machine." I said, "Well, get out there and figure out what's wrong with it." So he walks outside, and he goes in the laundry room, and of course, you know, that's his part. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't have nothing to do with that. He'll fix it. Well, he said, I walk out there, of course, I'm nosy, and I want to see what's going on. And I said, "Well, what's the deal?" And he says, "Well, it looks like it's broke." I'm all, "Oh, great, you just had to curse the thing." I said, "You just had to talk about it. If you just would have left it alone." And so he tried it and worked with it for a while. He goes, "Well, it sounds like it's this or it's that." And I'm just like, "Well, it looks like we're just going to have to go buy a new one." I said, "Like, we need to go spend the money on, like, we need to go spend our hard money on a washing machine. I'm so tight." So we go, but I like nice things too. we get dressed and we go down to Home Depot, and we're looking, and we're sitting there discussing it, and I'm looking at him and he's looking at me, and I don't want to let go of any hard cash. I'm thinking, no, it's too hard to keep this cash in our account, and I don't want to let it go. And so he goes, "Well, you know," he's looking at the one, you know, for $299, you know, and I'm thinking, yeah, and if I'm going to buy one, I want one that I want, you know. So the one I want, you know, it's three, four digits. And so I'm looking over there, and he's looking at those, and he keeps walking over there. He goes, "This is what we're going to get. This is this, you know, it's easy. We can pay for it. You know, we don't have to." Anyway, so I knew I wasn't going to get what I wanted. And I just do not have one, and if I can't have the one I want. So I told him, I said, and I meant this too. I meant this because I said, "You know, Roy, let's just go home and let's really pray about it." And he goes, and we're walking out of, you know, Home Depot, and he thought I was crazy because he says, "Well, you're sure optimistic." I said, "Because I feel like the Lord could help us, and he'll help us know which one we should buy. I'm hoping he's going to change his mind." And so... So I said in the car, I said, "Oh, Lord," you know, I meant it sincerely. I said, "Lord, would you please touch our washing machine to let it last a little bit longer?" Because we were trying to pay off this huge bill we have, and we're trying to get it paid off. And so anyway, I didn't want to put anything on credit. And so we're in the car, and he goes, "You are so optimistic, and, you know, like it was a bad thing." I said, "Well, the Lord could do that for us." I said, "I know he can." I said, "Let's just go home, and we can maybe, you know, maybe when we get home, it's rested, and it'll be okay." So he just looks at me and rolls his eyes. But I really meant that. I felt like, you know, the Lord loves us enough that he could help us. And I even told the Lord, "You know our situation. You know my heart." We get home, and that thing was running just fine. It did 5 more loads after that. But you know, because I'm thinking, I even told him, I said, as we were driving down the road, I said, you know what? We could go take our laundry over to Matt and Reva's just for a little while, and we'll just see, you know, what the Lord will do for us. But then poor Matt and Reva's wash machine is about dying anyway. And I thought, and Roy goes, you're not going to curse them with our laundry. And I said, okay, we better not. So then, you know, we were just, you know, I'm trying to solve the situation as I'm going down the road, you know. But then I just said, Lord, you know, whatever happens. And that's what I told him. I said, Roy, you know what, whatever we got to do. If you want the $2.99 washer, okay, we'll go get the $2.99 washer. We'll make it work. And so, anyway, when we got home, the washing machine was working. And I just said, you know what, praise the Lord. The Lord loves us so much. And he goes, well, let's see how it works on that first load. So he went through the whole load. You know, of course, he was out there every time, you know, he thought something might be wrong. And then we did about 4 or 5 loads after that. And so I said, well, Lord, even if the Lord helped us just to wash the dirty clothes that we had today so we could get through the week, I said, I appreciate it. But I know the Lord loves us, and he's mindful of us, and he cares about us. And he listens to everything we say and everything that, you know, he knows what we're going through. And I just love him, and I appreciate him so much because he is worthy to be praised. And I just love him, and I appreciate the blessing I got today. I've really been, I know this doesn't sound very nice, but Sister Donna Henderson, I get kind of jealous, you know, because she gets in the spirit so easy lately. I'm just like, Lord, I like to get zappoed like that. You know, I need a zap. I need to get somebody to, you know. And I thought, man, I want to be laid out on the floor is what I want. I want to go home. I want somebody to carry me home, you know, and I'm still speaking in tongues. I want to feel the Lord. I want to be able to take it with me. I want a deep touch. And I've been telling the Lord that. I want a deep touch. I want to just feel your spirit. I want to know. I want your love. I want all of that. I want everything you can give me. Help me to have more of a hunger and a desire for you. And today when we came into church, I said, Lord, we're such a needy people. We're so needy, and we need you. We need you today. If you'd help us today. And I know the Lord, he cares about us because too many times, you know, he's met my need, and he's helped me. And I just love and I appreciate him. And I know that was a kind of a silly little testimony, but you know what? I think all of them matter. And I just wanted to let you all know how much I love the Lord, and I appreciate you all, too, for being here today.
See, I knew it was going to be a good time, but at the end, to pray for our needs while this good feeling is here. And also, while we got this, everybody's leaning on the Spirit and feeling the Spirit, we get time to receive our tithes and offerings too. So I want to remember Brother and Sister Smith and Brother Phil be flying home tomorrow, and pray for their journey. They've had a good trip. I seen on Facebook this morning Brother Phil on a motorcycle. Or if you could call that a motorcycle. And so he didn't look sunburned to me. We was all worried about him getting sunburned. He may have enough that Mexican blood in him, sister, that you know, he just tans up real good. I don't know. Anyway, I want to pray for them and pray for Andrew and Brittany. And Kim, we want to keep them in our prayers, and little Connor. Anybody else have a special, Sister Elsie? Al's sister, your family, Sister Fisher? Brittany Velez needs our prayers right now. Thank you. Okay. What she's saying, as I barely hear, she got an email saying the Supreme Court passed a law that they can't to overturn any life without parole sentences for people that were under 18. Did I get that right?
They can't give it.
They can't give it, but they're not overturn it. Right, okay. Okay. So she's asking that the Lord would will be in his life and that maybe he wouldn't have to be there for his entire life. Sister Lisa, you got something? Her ears. Sister, oh, yes, Jaron back there looks like he should be walking with a cane, but he, blind Bartimaeus, but he burned his eyes. So if you've ever, it's a lot of men here usually know what that was. If you've been around welding and plasma cutting, if you look at it without a hood, you can burn your eyes. Right, Brother Oates? Did it ever happen to you? Yes, I figured it did. You've ever welded. Hope you learned your lesson, because we had a guy in our church one time that, a young man about your age, he did it about 3 times in 1 year, burned his eyes at welding. I'm like, come on. So we're going to pray that you get a speedy recovery there. Sister Sandra. Joshua and Scott. Okay, pray for them. Brother Thompson's son, Jesse, and family, Sister Wilkins. Okay, we'll be praying for Josh and you. Brother Sister Wallace. Brother Ray Weaver. He calls on a regular basis about us praying for him. If you don't have his number, get it. Somebody call him. Different ones, just give him a call and say hi. We're just thinking about you, cared about you. Brother DJ. All right, good. He's going to be going to college, college boy. Brother Mike Crafton. Jonathan. Okay. Sister Abraham. Very good. Her family and unspoken request. All right, that's all. Stand, and we'll have a song. When we come up with a song, we'll take the offering up with. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful service we've had, and this good spirit that's moved in here today, touching your people, and the good words that we've heard from your different servants here, Lord, that encouraged us to keep leaning on you and trusting you to guide our life, Lord. Lord, all these needs that were brought up here before us today, Lord, everyone that's sick, everyone that's injured, everyone that's in a deep trial, Lord, we bring all those before you, knowing that you know everything, Lord, you know all about it. Lord, we're here to, as your children, to petition you, Lord, to call on you and ask you for your help in our time of need, oh God. And we give you thanks and praise ahead of time, because we know that you will work out all things for our good, Lord, because you love us and we love you. Hallelujah. Praise your wonderful name. Praise your wonderful name. Hallelujah. 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 Want to make sure before we go home today that you, Sister Kevy and the kids, let them know how much you appreciate them being here, as well as Sister Ginger, and want you to make sure that you let them know how much you are glad to have them here today. So. Glad to see you here today. Did they get a paintbrush in your hand Friday night? They didn't get one. Maybe next time. Practice at 3:30, band practice at 4. Okay, so and junior band at 3, and evening service at 5. All right, well, y'all are dismissed in the care and keeping of the Lord, and we'll see you tonight, the good word of the Lord willing.